Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And look, you know, a lot of people thought the world was going to end, but we've actually gotten through the election. And the sun came up the next day. It may or may not have went your way, but here we are doing our show, and we don't really care because the Dima show's next week in Las Vegas, so it's time to party! And help me out is the Dive God. He'll join me, I know, to make America dive again. I don't know what his political affiliation is. Doesn't really matter. But I think he will join me on this campaign as we look to do just that next week in Las Vegas. Am I right, Neil?
You are right, my friend. And as far as the election goes, I am so thrilled to once again see commercials about pillows and dicers and slicers and cars. And, man, I'm telling you. I just overload on the commercial. The network's got to be having withdrawals. Good gosh, how much money did they make for those commercials?
Whoa. That is the truth. Yes, but like you said, they'll just fill them in with my pillow commercials or something, and they'll be good to go. But enough on the media. We it was election overload. It was crazy. It was insane. Stuff, and it was driving everybody crazy. And, you know, I'm just glad it's over and we can focus on diving. You know, that's what everybody, you know, if you have any problem, that's all you got to do. All the yelling back and forth, it's enough to drive any sane person crazy. And the solution is just to get everybody together and throw them into the water, because that way they can't hear each other yell at each other. You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard of anybody having a political argument underwater.
True. I haven't. And if they did, you wouldn't hear it anyway.
There you go. That's true.
So that's my whole idea. So we got to make America dive again. You know, it worked for that one guy with the orange hair. So I figure, why not just, dovetail on his thing. And depending on how you feel about him, it doesn't really matter, because we'll just take what he did and turn it into something positive for diving, for the diving industry. And that's why we're coming all together next week in Vegas for the largest diving event in the world, the Dima Show. I am so excited, Neil. Are you?
You know, I look so forward to Dima every year. And I've said this on your show before. The greatest frustration I have is going to Dima every year. Because I have every close friend that I've accumulated in my adult life at one place at one time under one giant roof, and I'll be standing in my booth and I'll see a buddy that I've known for 25 years that I like to spend the evening having drinks and catching up, and you wave and you don't see him again. You know, it's just every time I leave Dima, there's just this frustration of, man, you know, I could spend a month there and still not get to see everybody I want to see.
So true. So true. You know, this will be my 20th Dima, Neil. So we're celebrating our 20-year anniversary in 2017. This will be my 20th Dima that I've attended. Now, it will be also our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio that we're going to record from the show floor next week. And a big portion of that will be from the Bahamas Junkanoo Party. And the Bahamas Absolutely. Isle every day at 4 o'clock. We're going to be hanging out there. And it's just going to be a fun event. I mean, 1,000th episode. Right there. And I swear, I didn't. This wasn't a fluke. I honestly didn't even know. It was because of the dive god, Neil Watson, that made me kind of do the math. Because he said, hey, look, you're turning 20 next year for Scuba Radio. So that means you're well into your 1,000th episode, aren't you? Or that should be coming up soon. I'm like, well, gosh, I never thought about that. And I went back and I looked at the calendar and checked off some dates and things. I'm like, oh, my God. Look at that. Smack dab in the middle of the Dima show. It just doesn't get any better than that. So that's going to be a fun show to do. We'll be recording probably mostly on Wednesday afternoon and Thursday, the first 2 days of the show in Las Vegas. And like I said, a big portion of it will be right there at the Bahamas Isle, because we are going to once again host the Scuba Radio Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour Party.
And some members of the Bahama Diving Association, including Neil Watson's Bimini Scuba Center, is doing some great giveaways.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got great giveaways. There's rumors of free rum punch, but I don't want to commit one way or another, but I hear these rumors every year. I don't know where that comes from. We may have something to do with that. But regardless,
the greatest challenge is to keep the Bahamian exhibitors out of the rum so some of the customers can get it.
Well, I'm bringing some reinforcements or, I don't know, supplies. Our friends from Mermaid Rum have rumored to provide a little extra concoction or two for everybody. So we'll see how that unfolds. This is all kind of off the cuff. You never know what's going to happen. There's a certain amount of mystery surrounding the Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour Party every day 4 to 6 to close the show. So that is just going to be a blast. Now, backing up a little bit, at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, I'm doing my first dive since open heart surgery. The dive god has promised once again to be my dive buddy. You remember that, right, Neil? You got that on your calendar?
Sure.
All right, cool.
Sure.
So we're going to be at the Go Dive Now pool. We're going to get everybody together from the dive industry for the ultimate selfie. That should be a blast. And, I'll do my first dive since open heart surgery. And actually,
open heart surgery to open water dive.
That's right. Exactly. Well, it'd be a confined water dive in a pool.
Well, confined water dive. Well,
all of 4 feet deep. But that's okay. It's the thought that counts. And that's really what it's all about. And, it'll be just over 3 months since I had surgery doing this dive. So if I can do it, you can do it too. That's the whole idea. And we're bringing everybody from the dive industry together to, do this little picture at the pool and have some fun with it. And, I'll tell you, Neil, people have been coming out of the woodwork from the dive industry and say, hey, Greg, I belong to that open heart surgery club too. You're not alone. And a lot of people in the industry that I had no idea had an issue, and I'm like, my gosh, well, you seem to turn out okay in relatively speaking.
Yeah.
You got to take some of these characters with a grain of salt in the dive industry.
Open heart surgery seems to be a mild occurrence for the diving industry from the looks of some of us and our behavior.
Well, exactly. it's a twisted family of divers that I've come to know over the last 20 years, and that's why I keep on coming back and doing this show every week, because I feel honored to be a part of it and know that I'm just as twisted, if not more so, than they are. So I feel like a family member for sure. Now, we're going to tell you how you can participate in this dive that I got going at Dima a little bit later on in the show today with our friends from Vivid Picks, and Dive Heart will be the beneficiary of a little program we're running. I'll give you all the details about that here in just a bit. But we got that, and then we got our morning show festivities to open the Dima show each morning. About 9:30, the show opens, the exhibit show floor opens at 10 a.m., and so we have a little stage set up there at the entrance where we give away stuff, like trips to the Bahamas, live aboard trips, you name it. We got more stuff. And I got to tell you, Neil, you've seen how we have all this stuff we have to give away each morning at the Dima show. We've been doing that for, 10 years now. And it shocks me how much stuff we get. And I always think at the end of the show, I'm like, my gosh, look at all this stuff we got. There's no way we're going to be able to meet this level next year. And lo and behold, here we are, 2016 Dima show in Las Vegas. And I can guarantee you we have more stuff than we have ever had before. I mean, thousands of dollars worth of stuff. If I could just figure out a way to harness this money for myself, I'd be way more happier. But you
well,
know,
I have seen Greg the Dive Master at the opening ceremony with severe cases of rum flu on occasion.
Well,
and wanted to view it.
That is part of the general routine of DEMA. I got to be good, a little better this year than normal, maybe.
Yeah,
but,
it only took 20 years to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Kinda. Right.
Exact, kinda. Definitely emphasis on that. But, you know, the fact that we got more stuff to give away just blows my mind. And it is better to give than receive, even though it'd be kind of nice to, you know, keep some of that stash for myself. But it's all about sharing. We're close to the holidays. Why not get into that Santa giving kind of mood? And that's what we do at the DEMA Show. Neil Watson, the Dive God. Thank you so much, Neil.
Yes, sir. And we'll see you next week in the pool.
Absolutely. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Welcome to Cuba, the perfect jewel of newly budding capitalism. Like a long dormant socialist succulent, one that somebody forgot to water for 50 years. Oh yes, we're gonna put a five-star hotel on every beach, a world-class golf course in every farmer's field, a Starbucks on every corner, because today we start making this profit-turning Cuba. You might as well call it Cuba the Resort, because by the time I'm done with this place, it is gonna jingle and shine and spit money like a $5 slot machine.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Wow, what does this election mean for Cuba? I have no idea. But there might be some people that are considering moving there, depending on your political beliefs right now. But I don't know. Time will tell. We'll have to see how it goes. All right, let's talk about some other things going on besides the DEMA show and the election. This time of year is when we check in with our friends from the Blue Dolphin Dive Club. I have Michael Cron on Scuba Radio right now. Michael, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. How you doing?
I'm great. Now, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on in the news right now, but we don't want to overlook the things that really matter, which is the annual Divers Alert Network Roadkill Roast that you guys put on every year that benefits Dan. So I got to get all the details, because what is it, this weekend or next weekend?
It, It is this coming Sunday, the 13th, at Cypress Grove Park on Holden, just a little bit west of Orange across the railroad track.
Okay.
This is our 24th annual.
That is so awesome. They, you know, there's a little dive club in Orlando, and I say little, it's not that little, but they have one of the best reputations for donating or raising the most money for Divers Alert Network every year with this annual event, the Roadkill Roast. And it's very creative. It's not as, it's not as upchucking as it sounds in the title. You hear what I'm saying, Michael? Is that the right way to describe it?
Absolutely. Everything we serve is fresh. We get it that morning. Seriously, it's barbecue. It's barbecue.
It is. It's barbecue, and they're not taking actual roadkill as far as we know. But, you know, hey, the barbecue, you can't really tell once it's cooked, right?
It's always... Out of the grill, it's a thrill.
Okay. And that goes on the grill of the car or the grill of the grill. We're not going to say. We're not going to differentiate the two, right? It doesn't really matter because it's all for a good cause. It's good stuff. And then they eat all this barbecue, and then they have this silent auction. We've donated a few of our Scuba Radio prizes for the event to help juice the event accordingly. We've done that every year, and we try to support as many causes as we can. We have way too many out there that we can't. But this one's right in our backyard, and I've known Michael for years, and they do such great work with this. I mean, last year, how much did you raise, Michael? What do you think?
We donated right at $5,000 to Dan, all as a direct result of the auction.
That is so awesome. So it happens about this time every year. It happens tomorrow, Sunday, here in Orlando. I mean, anybody could show up for this, right? It's kind of like an open type of deal. You don't necessarily have to plan in advance. They'd like to know that you're coming, but if you happen to be in the Orlando area, they could just Google Blue Dolphin Dive Club and make plans to join the group, right?
Absolutely. The auction starts at 10 o'clock, and we, in addition to the wonderful things that you've donated, we've got trips donated by Slates Atlantis, Kailami Charters out of Stewart. We've got Florida Keys Dive Center has donated. We've got a beautiful two-for-one donation from Coco View Resort in Roatan, Honduras.
Nice.
That's a $1,500 value right there.
Absolutely. That is great stuff. They really get some awesome prizes and the support from the industry, and because it is such a good cause. And you guys get your group together and you dive around the world. Some of those places you just mentioned, I know the group has been there, Roatan, down to Slates, down in Key Largo or Isla Mirada now. And I don't know, what is the schedule looking like for 2017? Going to be a pretty busy dive season for you?
We're working on it right now because that's a living document, Greg. You know how that goes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes something comes up last minute and we say, hey, let's go. But right now we've got Ocean Frontiers on Grand Caymans in our crosshairs. We've got Coco View. And we're looking at the possibility of trying to dive Hawaii in September.
All right. That sounds really nice. Now, I will tell you, this is news for everyone listening right now. We are about to officially announce, I'll probably wait till next week, but I think it's going to be October 2017, the second week of October, is going to be our 20-year anniversary Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures. Why don't you get some of your group and join us for that one?
Let me see what we can do for you. I'll get with you, and we'll get some information out there, and we will make sure you've got that trip a memorable adventure.
Yeah, Turks and Caicos. That's the location we're looking at. So that is going to be huge. It's our 20-year anniversary, Michael. You have to come yourself and be a part of this history because you were there in the beginning. I remember seeing you in the very early stages of doing Scuba Radio, and you're like, who is this idiot? I don't get it, but he seems nice enough. That was kind of your first impressions of me, I guess, right?
Well, I think that was a mutual one, wasn't it, Greg?
Well, of course it was. I thought you were a very nice individual. But yeah, you know, Michael's been around the industry for many, many years, and it'd be great to have you on that trip. So tell the group at the Roadkill Roast to join us for that Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. You know, that is going to be one of those events where I'm going to try to bring in all my old friends, you know what I'm saying, that was there from the beginning, just like you, Michael. So we have to get you, Mike and Mark, he was all part of this group of Orlando divers that I started hanging with when we first started the show right here. But yeah, you guys have some big plans, and you're teaching right now, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever stop, or is this you just started picking up some more training right now?
I picked up some more training. The new Nowy Dan first aid programs have been released now, and they are wonderful for the dive community. Anyone who is does any diving at all ought to really look at those programs. We are offering them through Scuba Quest Orlando. I'm going to give them a shameless plug here.
Sure.
And we've got that on their calendar. And if you're interested in the O2 management, if you're interested in the Hazardous Marine Life Injuries Program or the DLS CPR and First Aid Upgrades, stop in, talk to Jason down at Scuba Quest, and he will get you the information. We'll get you signed up. We'll make it happen.
All right. And you're one of their dive instructors down there at the store. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you teaching a lot of folks right now? Are you mainly focusing, like, on beginning scuba classes, or are you doing, you know, some advanced stuff, too, with a mix mash?
I'm going to have to say yes to all of you.
Okay. All right. And that's a good thing. We're getting into that season of giving the gift of scuba, so this is a good time to start that program. And everything's starting a little earlier. You don't want to wait till Thanksgiving. You want to tell people now, like, hey, you don't have to, you know, fight the mobs on Black Friday. Just go into your local dive center and get a certificate for a dive class. You would back that program as well, I guess, right, Michael?
Absolutely.
All right. And maybe you can even facilitate that at the Roadkill Roast. All right.
Yes,
save
sir.
Me a slab of armadillo meat.
Is okay.
Probably on the menu. They're the thing we see flattened out on the highway more than anything else here in Florida. Am I right?
The armadillo is always a crowd pleaser, but the raccoon on a license plate frame always goes ahead and brings it in.
You don't have any plastic or plates or anything you got to deal with. Just serve it right up on the license plate. I love it. Roadkill Roast tomorrow. Good stuff, Michael. Talk to you again soon, my friend.
You got it, Greg.
A little DEMA preview coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, I am so excited about DEMA next week in Las Vegas. Not only will we be, you know, doing our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio, but I get an opportunity to catch up with all my friends. You'll hear about it on the show. There's going to be all kinds of new products launched and things. It's just the industry is buzzing, and I can't wait. And one of those folks that are going to make it happen with us is my buddy Dan from Tropical Seas, the makers of Reef Safe. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Getting ready for DEMA, Greg.
I'm hip,
excited.
Man. Are you ready to win big on many levels, I would imagine, right?
The winning big would be getting to see all of our friends that we've made over the years and meeting new ones.
Absolutely. Oh. Now, Dan and the folks at Reef Safe have been nice enough to hook us up with some lip balm with Scuba Radio logos on it and stuff. It's all natural, all kinds of good stuff. We're going to give that out to the crowd. But you guys are going to be in your booth. You might actually have some mermaids on display as well, but you're going to be sitting there performing live experiments right there on the show floor. Am I right there, Dan?
Yes, we're going to have our sedimentation experiment there for people to see, our Van der Waal forces experiment, and we will have mermaids.
There you go. It's a trifecta of fun, for sure, because these experiments
science
basically...
Science and myths.
Yeah, but they're going to show just what this Reef Safe stuff does as far as not only blocking the sun, but how it dissolves into the water and doesn't affect the reef, which is divers what we love. So it's going to be kind of cool for people to see this, you know, right there in front of them from the show floor. Obviously, they got a lot of programs for all the dive shops to check out. It's just going to be a fun event. And now that the election is over, no matter what your political affiliation, I think we can just focus on just having fun and going diving. Are you with me on this, Dan?
Absolutely. And we will also be releasing the results from the moat experiment that
yes.
we've done on the Reef Safe formula.
That's right. We got the press release up at scubaradio.com. If it's not up already, it'll be up in the next day or so. So look for that for sure. And, of course, they'll have that right there at the DEMA show in Las Vegas next week as well. Dan, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. See you in Vegas next week, my friend.
You too, Greg. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And now, from across the pond, we have Roz, who actually isn't across the pond. I think she came into the United States to celebrate the election. And she's in Boston, from what I'm told. Roz, how are you? And welcome. Good to hear you.
I'm fine, Greg. Very good. I landed in time, I was told, to vote for the election. I came in on Tuesday night, and it's been interesting. Boston's really pretty, isn't it?
Boston is great. That's interesting. I wonder who invited you to vote, though, because I'm thinking that's against certain type of rules or whatever. I don't know, but who cares? I would imagine that would is an interesting place to be on election night, and you were right there smack dab in the middle of all that stuff, huh?
Yes, you've had the American version of Brexit, haven't you, really?
I think we may have. It's going to be interesting to see how this works out for the dive industry specifically. But, you know, time will tell. And who cares? Let's just go diving. That's something we can all agree on, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you've seen my campaign, I believe, on Facebook. I am going to be pushing this heavily at DEMA next week with hats and, you know, just saying it. They're like, I don't care what side of the political spectrum you are on. We are here to make America dive again. And that's when you're supposed to applaud and cheer wildly, Roz. I don't hear you.
Yay.
And that's probably the same response I'm going to get from a lot of people. But whatever. We'll do it. But I'm going to build a wall. No, I'm not going to build a wall. I'm going to dive a wall. Okay? We're going to dive a wall, Roz. Who's going to pay for the wall?
I've no idea.
No, the fish, of course. And aren't they the ones who usually in the marine life build the wall? That's pretty common knowledge. You should know this, Roz. Come on. Okay, that's best I can get out of her. But we'll see how the people respond at DEMA. But that's we're going to do some of that.
I'd sooner go diving than talk politics, Greg.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking politics. I'm talking about diving. I'm just using some of this stuff I picked up from the campaign, figure out why don't we put it to good use. You know what I'm saying? They've retired it for a while, and it works certain things, so why not put it to our advantage as far as the dive industry is concerned? You're with me on that, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it indeed. All right, well, I'm glad that you are here. You're obviously in the States getting ready for the DEMA show. We'll see you there next week. I know
yes.
You're excited, and I know there's a lot of stuff from your neck of the woods that you're going to be promoting accordingly at the DEMA show. Care to give us a little preview there, Roz, or what?
Well, something coming up, which is deadlines closing soon, which is on the 15th of November. I don't think you ever had the benefit of meeting him. There was a guy called Jack Labanche, and he was instrumental in helping develop the European diving industry. And he died earlier this year. He died in the middle of boot, actually. He was an old man, and he was not well, and he died during the show. And
during
the news
the boot
swept
show in
show.
Germany, yeah, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the European Underwater Federation have decided to celebrate the spirit of Jack Labanche, because he got everybody to work together. He got everybody to positively promote and work together in diving. And he was just a very, very decent, nice man.
Cool.
And so they've created this award in the spirit of Labanche to give to someone who helps promote European diving and make it better, greater, more positive, get people working together.
Nice.
And the nominations for this award, it's the deadline's on the 15th of November. So if you know of any European, you can nominate them. And it's
right.
Just a very nice idea.
I nominate Roz from the UK. That's you're the only one I really know. And you're constantly telling us cool things about what you guys do over there across the pond. I think this has your name written all over it. Well, it has his name on it. But you should
yes.
You should be in the running for this, Roz. Do you know if you might be?
Absolutely no idea, Greg. And actually, you need to put it in writing rather than says, John Smith should get it. But thank you. That's very sweet of you
well,
to say
it's,
that.
Well, it's the truth. I think that you would be a prime candidate. Now, I don't know. Would they allow me to do this, though, from across the pond? Like, hey, who's this Yank? You know,
I don't see why not.
Exactly. I mean, they don't know what I sound like. I could put on a British accent. I would like to nominate Roz from the UK for the... See, I suck at that. So, That's when I need Mary Poppins. I need Bill. I need Bill to come in and call in and nominate you. I don't know. We'll work on that, Roz, but good stuff. So it sounds like a cool new program to recognize someone who's done good work for the UK dive industry.
In Europe, and it's in lovely. Europe, I think it's great that Jack's ethos and spirit is being kept alive in this manner, because he was a lovely man, and he helped establish Aqualung in Germany, and he helped bring Paddy into Europe, and he was the person who drove the founding of Project Aware. Mm-hmm. So he's done some really amazing things for diving. So the fact that, you know, somebody in Europe who's done lots of stuff to help promote diving in Europe, it's just a nice thing, Greg.
Absolutely. So, good stuff.
So speaking of nice things and deadlines,
mm-hmm.
The next thing is that the Women Divers Hall of Fame have got scholarships, and they're available now, and you don't have to be a woman, and you don't have to be an American. It's open to all divers, provided you hit the criteria needed for the particular scholarship. You can apply for it. Now, the deadline is coming up to close soon.
Yeah.
I don't have the dates to hand, because I'm sat in a convention centre in Boston looking out over some beautiful trees that are all golden, and I'm near the harbour here. So just Google up Women Divers Hall of Fame scholarships, and you can find it. Now, I think you mentioned there's another scholarship out there, didn't you?
Yeah, Beneath the Sea, for their 40-year anniversary, they have a scholarship program for 2017 as well. They're going to take applications through December 15th. You got to be 13 to 30 years of age, and you're trying to decide a career, consider a marine-related career such as ocean engineering, marine scientist, underwater photographer, shark specialist, hyperbaric medicine specialist, underwater archaeology, that kind of thing. Just go to beneaththesea.org. I would imagine they have stuff up there, but they're doing a nice little scholarship program for folks. But you got to get your application in by December 15th, 2016. And that's as part of their 40-year celebration. And so they're doing a scholarship program this year as well. So I think they've been doing this, or it could be something a little new. But once again, it's beneaththesea.org, and you can take advantage of that. And maybe the Women's Diver Hall of Fame scholarship. Maybe you piggyback them. I think there's nothing wrong with doing both, I believe, right?
Yeah, I don't see why you can't apply for both. And I think the Women Divers Hall of Fame closes about the 18th of November, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, if you Google up Woodoff, so that's whdof.org, you should be able to find all the scholarships on their website there. So I don't see why you can't apply if you hit the criteria for both.
I don't see why not either. So do what you need to do, especially you students wanting to get into this industry. That's a great opportunity for sure. Now, as far as DEMA is concerned, we have a lot of plans, Roz. And, you know, Wednesday at 3 p.m. is when I'm doing my first dive since open heart surgery. And you're going to be there for that, right?
I bought my dry suit especially, Greg.
You need a dry suit? Why would you want to bring a dry suit?
Well, it's a sexy little black number. My 03 is absolutely gorgeous, and it's a really nice travel suit, so
okay.
I brought it across.
Well, when you describe it like that, why not? Okay, fair enough. Yeah, but I'm counting on you to be in there with me in the Go Dive Now pool. You know, this thing's shaping up to be a cool little event that we have planned. So that we got that at 3:00. We have the opening ceremonies. I don't know if you've gotten wind of this, but I have more stuff to give away at DEMA this year than I've ever had in the 20-year history of Scuba Radio.
Holidays?
Yeah, exactly. Or trip giveaways. But for her, it would be a holiday. Exactly. We got tons of trip giveaways from our friends from Explorer Ventures. I got some really cool stuff from Polar Pro filters, who make GoPro, you know, accessories and things like that. You know, they got
fantastic.
They got picked up on Shark Tank last year. Did you know that? You know that show? Is that over there in the UK too, Shark Tank?
Don't think it's made it to our side of the pond yet.
Okay. Well, basically, they get all these rich investors, and then they the guys pitch them on what their business is, and these investors decide whether or not they want to give them money and be a part of the company.
It's like Dragon's Den. We do Dragon's Den over here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got Richard Branson's like, okay, give me your pitch, and, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe?
Yeah, that's exactly it. But ours is called Dragon's Den. Are you prepared to go in and meet the dragons in the den, and the dragons will make mincemeat of you if you don't have your business plan?
Okay, and that sounds very familiar. It does. I wouldn't be surprised if that is connected somehow. But anyway, the Polar Pro guys got a shark or two to invest in. I think it was Mark Cuban actually invested in Polar Pro. So we're going to see the results of some of that this year. It actually happened during DEMA last year when it aired. So
fantastic.
We have some really cool giveaways from them. So, all right, stick around. We got more coming up with Roz from the UK, who's actually in Boston today, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
And finally tonight, the fact tip of the day, one of the few places I can get away from it all is underwater. So here I am.
I think Bill O'Reilly has the right idea. I am Greg the Dive Master, and this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You want to get away from all the political nonsense? Go diving! Or better yet, go to the DEMA show next week in Las Vegas. Largest diving event in the world. I love it. She's going to be there. And we're kind of going over some of the things we can expect to see at the show. But we also have to reflect on some things that, you know, you're bringing from across the pond. You just got back from, orchestrating or working with the folks at Eurotech. And I know there were a lot of awards given out, and you're going to be basically sharing the love. Telling everybody who got what, I guess. Is that the deal, Roz, or what?
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm one of the co-founders of Eurotech, and it's probably our biggest yet. We had 600 divers come in from 22 different countries into Birmingham last month, and it was seriously cool. And we had the awards were voted for from divers from throughout the world, and it was rather lovely, but the usual suspects, the normal names you see on some awards coming up time and time again were not there. We had people winning stuff. We've got like the Discovery Award, and this is given someone who's made discoveries in the field of diver education or expedition diving. And the winner was a lady called Imi Wallen. Mm-hmm. Now, you've probably not come across her. She's a Finn. She's very quiet. She's been doing this for about 30 years, and she's been working with the Finnish Board of Antiquities and advocating about preservation of wrecks. And she's got some superb imagery. She talked about, she found a submarine a couple of years ago, and she put this picture up on the screen, Greg. And this submarine was impaled into the seabed like a needle at 45-degree angle. Mm. And the room, just there was this big gasp in the room because the image was just so amazing. So it was kind of cool that she won this award. She used to work at Paddy. She's a Paddy course director. So it was very nice that she did it, actually.
Excellent. And so that award was for what? Best imagery or of something, a picture type
no,
of thing?
Basically she's made discoveries in the field of equipment design, diving medicine, science research, diver education or expedition diving. She'd made, you know, discoveries in maritime where she's found wrecks, and she's done the historical background. She's done the research on it as well.
Yeah. Well, that submarine impaled into the bottom of the ocean or something, that does sound like a cool image or something that it'd be fun to see as a diver. But you know anything specific about where that is?
In the Baltic.
It's in the Baltic. So it's cold and deep and probably out.
It's cold and deep and dark. And because it's so cold, everything gets very well preserved. It's like the Great Lakes, where you've got wooden wrecks really well preserved. So you've got some amazing wrecks preserved in the Baltic.
All right.
And they're still finding wrecks. There's a lot of wrecks over there that haven't been found yet.
Well, it sounds to me it's one of those things where it'd be great to see the video and pictures, but I'll leave the diving to someone else who's not as much of a warm water wuss as I am. You hear what I'm saying? Like you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, that's a compliment. It is. All right. So who else got some awards from Eurotech that you're going to be promoting
there? The media award was pretty cool in the fact that it was won by a film about Pleura Cave. It was called Diving into the Unknown. And Pleura Cave is a quite a remarkable cave, and there's been some exploration there. Now, one exped ended in fatalities because two people on the expedition died, unfortunately. And, of course, they're deep in a cave.
Right.
So there was an attempt to bring them out for the families, and that didn't happen, and it was decided that they should stay there. Hmm. And their friend said, no, this is not going to happen. So they mounted this very secret expedition to go and recover their friends, and they did this, and this was filmed. And it's a beautifully shot, well-shot documentary called Diving into the Unknown. You can Google it up. I think it's just finished. It's English subtitles because it's all finished at the moment.
Nice.
And that won the media award. And it's an amazing film, Greg.
Yeah. So you've seen it. Is it a full length feature, like an hour or two?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
It's about 80, 90 minutes, I think. So it was very good. And then more cold stuff. The innovation award went to Cubie, the dry glove system. And this again is developed by a guy called Peter Kubicher, and he was fed up with the equipment not working because he dives in like 4-degree water, which is about 39 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so he's insane, but that's fine. Go ahead.
So sometimes the equipment can break or shatter if you've got like plastic. It can't cope with very cold water. So he developed this ring system that's made out of aluminium. And kind of, it's been adopted by divers around the world now. They're diving it a lot. So it was kind of nice that small family business won the innovation award.
Excellent. So small town boy does good with a new innovation that he needed so his appendages wouldn't freeze off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, are we going to see that at DEMA maybe or no? You're going to keep it to yourself.
QBE are going to be at DEMA.
Yeah.
So that's going to be very good.
Cool. We got to get together for the Platinum Pro party Thursday night. Now that I'm a member from last year, I got inducted into the Platinum Pro 5000 Award. You're already part of it. So we got to meet up there and welcome a new group of divers into
that event.
Yes, that
would be very good. And I'll tell you who is also a Platinum Pro, Christina Zanetto. Do you know her?
Yes, of course, from Unexo over in Freeport there. Absolutely, in the Bahamas. Yeah.
Well, she won the Eurotech Diver of the Conference Award.
Good for her.
For all the work that she's done.
She has so many awards, it's crazy to keep up with them all now. But I'm sure we'll see her at DEMA, we'll see her at the Platinum Pro Award and everywhere else. I can't wait to hang together, Roz.
I'm looking forward to seeing you next week, Greg. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that'll do it for Hour 1. Hour 2 is on deck. We got more DEMA preview and then some next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thanks, Roz.
You got it, Greg. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.